Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-hosts. We have Tammy Haldeman and Tom Turbrock here. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Yay. My buddy.
We are broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios at FM News Talk 97.1. So, guys, it's time for the personal property tax declarations.
Yep.
And as I fill those out every year, they always show on the form who the assessor is.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And that's who you're sending stuff into.
Sometimes you... Yes. Don't think highly of
them. Yeah, some people don't.
They love or hate.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, here's one of the things I found is there are a lot of misconceptions when it comes to personal property tax assessments and property tax, the real estate property tax.
Right.
So I wanted to invite in, for the second time, we have Scott Shipman, who is the St. Charles County assessor. Welcome, Scott.
Welcome. Thank you.
So definitely appreciate you taking the time to come in. It's a great Sunday afternoon.
Oh, absolutely.
And know it's a little bit out of your way to come in this Sunday, but we definitely appreciate it. So let's jump into personal property tax because describe the time frames on those. When do you have to declare them and when is the bill due?
Well, most of these deadlines are statewide. Assessors mail their personal property declarations in January and they're due back by March 1st. But a late penalty can be assigned after April 30th. So you want to make sure that you get the declaration back and not pay that late penalty.
So the main thing, I think, are probably cars. What else has to be included in personal property tax?
It's generally all the fun stuff. So it's cars, boats, motorcycles, campers, RVs, four-wheelers. All the things that you have fun with is supposed to be declared on your declaration.
What about businesses with equipment?
Businesses, equipment, machinery, furniture, fixtures, those types of things are also included.
So my question is, I have two. For a business, I look at my declaration page and I'm like, I don't even know what machine this is anymore. And I'm still paying, assessed tax on it. So how do you come across that a lot? Do people struggle with that?
We do with the smaller businesses, but you got to remember that personal property is self-declared.
Mm-hmm.
So generally, the citizen or the taxpayer puts down the amount of value of their equipment,
right.
And it essentially just rides on a depreciation schedule, and it gets depreciated pretty quick depending on what type of equipment it is.
Right.
When at some point, they've put that on their schedule,
right.
And it's going to be up to them to remove it because you guys don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it does hit a minimum, with business licenses, you do have to prove that you pay a personal property tax. So, therefore, they need to take a receipt or a bill in to get your business license renewed.
And is that probably true in not just in St. Charles County, but other counties?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah, it's in St. Louis County. My office there at one point was an executive suite. So all the, the cubicles were built in, so we really didn't have any furniture and very little equipment. So we ended up just paying the minimums like $13 a year, but we still had to file it.
It's correct.
Okay.
It's tough to chase those things around.
Yeah.
And if a business closes, there's a procedure you have to go through to make sure. And I definitely highly advise this to make sure that you write it on the form when you declare it the next year that the business is closed or the equipment is no longer in service.
Because
otherwise, you guys are just going to keep sending out the bill, right?
Exactly. You need to declare annually. And it is just what you own January 1st, that very day.
Okay.
So, a lot of people will wait until they buy a new car until after January 1st, and you actually kind of remove 1 year of taxes. It's smart.
Yeah, we actually did that because I bought a car this year. But then, unfortunately, my old car, after January 1st, was probably, January 11th, somebody ran into me and totaled it.
Oh, man.
But then you still end up paying for the whole year, unfortunately.
Exactly. That's exactly right. It works both ways. In St. Charles County, just real quick, we do use the vehicle identification number to value the vehicles.
Oh, okay.
Which, there's not a lot of counties that do that, but it's like game film. It doesn't lie. I mean, it is what it is, and everybody's paying their fair share.
I think that's pretty smart. Do it by the VIN.
Well, yeah, and you guys, there is a place on there, I guess, for the mileage, too, so you can change the value slightly based on the mileage?
Exactly. It'll never hurt you to put your mileage down. It'll only deduct.
Okay, so they won't raise the assessment. They may lower it.
That's right.
And is there a chart for how many miles based on how old the vehicle is?
It's exactly what it is. It comes right out of an NADA publication, so we use that sliding scale depending on your mileage.
Okay, another question. If I have a car that is not working, it's just parked over in the junk pile, do I still have to claim that property tax?
You do still have to claim it, but we make adjustments for those types of things. Hail damage. We've even had a guy come in that his son lit some fireworks off by mistake in his car. And you should have seen these
pictures. Sounds like something could happen in our house.
We make adjustments for those values.
My goodness.
Hopefully Evan's not listening.
That's a sympathy adjustment. I could totally see our son Evan doing that.
Wow.
Yeah, but that guy, what's the procedure he had to go through to be able to get that reduced?
So essentially what you do is you bring in pictures and or estimates what it's going to cost to cure that problem. I mean, obviously it was his son's or his car. They just gave it to his son and they said, we're not going to fix it. You know, it's your problem. So his son was living with it. I mean, he had tape all over the seats. And
So there's an adjustment for a car that doesn't work.
Right. And again, those have to be submitted annually because we never know if they're fixed or not. You know, somebody, Doug, you mentioned about an accident happened in your vehicle. If that happened before the first and you bring those pictures and everything in, we make the adjustment. We assume the next year it's going to be fixed. But if you drive it damaged and you continue to drive it damaged, then you need to report that annually.
The damage annually, okay?
Exactly.
All right.
Wow.
What's the tax rate? Like, how do you guys actually figure the amount of personal property tax for each, you know, for a vehicle?
Right. So based on the VIN, those values come out of the NADA book. It's, you know, it's a fact. It's something black and white. There's really not any magic. But it is applied to the assessment rate on personal property, which is 33 and a third. And a lot of people don't understand that that tax rate, the effective tax rate on personal property, is higher than any other tax rate, whether commercial property, residential, agricultural, so on and so forth. It's a pretty high tax assessment rate.
So is there somewhere somebody can go to figure out their personal property tax? Is there a calculator online or anything like that?
There's not. We are looking into trying to develop that because, you know, $50,000 cars are not uncommon. And if you use an effective tax rate of 2.5%, it's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
It is. And it'd be good to figure that stuff out.
Yeah, because you guys don't really go off of what they bought it for, right?
Correct.
That doesn't get reported, just the VIN and the year.
It's an average trade-in from the NADA publication.
Okay.
Average trade-in, okay.
Okay.
I'm going to make a note of that one because just when I'm always talking to people about budgeting and projecting forward what expenses are going to be, and this would be a way that you could actually go in advance, and especially if you buy a car this year and want to know what the tax is going to be, you could at least get an estimate.
Right. And, you know, that statute, it's kind of in conflict with the Missouri Constitution, too, where it says, according to value, market value, an average trade-in is not market value, but that's what we use.
Okay.
And when it comes to how that tax gets allocated, is it similar to property tax in the way it gets allocated, or is it designated toward anything different?
No, it's exactly the same. It's all in the same bundle or base.
Okay, so it just goes in the same pot, then there's a certain amount of expenses that need to get divided up?
Correct.
Okay, and with property tax, you can drill down and see the detail of that. Can you do that with personal property?
It's exactly the same thing. If you look at your bill, you'll see everybody and where every penny goes. And they're all local concerns, which is a good thing.
Okay.
Okay.
And want to make sure that we're specific here, too, because some people will have an incorrect assumption about what the assessor's office does, because you guys really don't determine the amount of somebody's tax.
Correct.
Or all you're determining is the value of their stuff.
That's exactly right. We determine the value and have no idea what the tax is. We are truly about the distribution of the burden, the tax, that the political subdivisions establish. So it's a rate-driven system. That rate happens after the value's concluded.
Okay, so let's take St. Charles County as an example because that's where we reside in St. Charles County. Tammy and I do, and you're the assessor for the county. So it's a good example. If you have, you know, when it comes to that county and how the tax gets decided on what the budget is for the county, does the county decide that, or how much of that comes up for a vote, I wonder?
Well, it's pretty complicated. I mean, the biggest people that you pay tax to is the schools, the cities, and the fires. If you look at your bill for a county tax, it probably won't even get you a cup of coffee because the tax rate, the county tax rate, is 0.6 of 1 penny.
Oh, gosh.
Cool. Wow.
Okay. So it's not much of anything.
Right. It's not much. Very, very small portion of the total tax out there. The school system definitely seems to be the largest portion of it.
Correct.
So people like us, Tammy, that are sending kids to private school and still paying the school money, yeah, we're getting the double whammy.
And we hear that constantly through informal hearings, you know, that, hey, we either don't have any kids or we're not using the systems. But you could say that with anything. You know, you could say, hey, I don't have a car, so I shouldn't pay road and bridge tax. I don't use the libraries. You know, it goes on and on and on.
Right. It's just kind of the cost of doing business. You want to live in that area, then you're going to help spread the burden of sending kids to school.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah, it's our responsibility to educate and promote that.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to argue with. It's pretty hard to argue in our country with the fact that with the school systems, we need to educate our kids, whether you have kids or not, of just how important it is for our country.
Right.
If you have time to stick around, I have more questions. I want to get in next to real estate tax, because that's something that I deal with every day in the mortgage industry. And you know, I definitely have a lot of questions about that, because I know we get questions constantly. People miscalculate it. People underestimate how much that tax is going to be. And I want to hear from the source. We have Scott Shipman, the St. Charles County Assessor, that's going to tell us how property tax gets calculated when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show, brought to you by the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios at FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.